This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Been a tough week all the way around with the news and the crime. Why don't we say we take the foot off the pedal a little?
Let's do that.
That's where I bring in my next guest, John LaRocchia. He's been a stand-up comedian for over 20 years, a New York City firefighter for over 20 years, before retiring, about 9 years ago or so. And John branching out everywhere, stand-up comedy, producing, acting, writing, host of a weekly internet show, keynote speaker, by the way, at many events. He's got a lot of stuff in the works and a big event coming up. And for the first time on our program, we welcome him into
thank
our
you.
Studios.
Thank
Mr. LaRocchia.
So thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedian, fire. You've done it all here.
Well, not really. I haven't done it. I've done nothing well. I keep trying. You keep throwing darts, right? You're going to hit the bullseye. So, yeah. We have a big show tonight. I call it a big show. You know, every show is a big show. Last night we did one of the shows that I'm most proud of. I did not go. I sent some other comics. We do it every 6 weeks, Northport Veterans Hospital. We do St. Albans Veterans Hospital once a month. And those are the shows that I'm most proud of. For a comic, the shows suck. You're not getting anything back from these guys. They're sick. They fall asleep. I love when they heckle. It means they're paying attention, you know. But
by the way, did you see any signs of unrest over at the Northport VA?
Because I was not there last night. I sent three wonderful comics to do the show for me. Eric Haft, Rich Walker, and Joe Pontillo.
All right, we're going to have to get a full report from them.
Yes.
Because they actually infiltrated the Northport VA. Maybe they can give us...
I will find out. I will find out, yes.
Big questions, because we want to find out if the air conditioning ducts were actually fixed above the surgical units.
Okay.
We understand that with
I don't think they were in the surgical unit, but you never know. You never know what
they
the comments.
They should check with me first. I would have given them a full list of stuff. That's great. That's a nice event.
Yeah, so tonight we're doing Mom's Gone Wild, I call it.
Yeah.
It is a benefit for Angela's House, which takes care of frail, very sick children. They have homes where the kids
live.
We do
a whole thing of every year. Yeah.
Cool, so you know the deal.
Yeah.
And the way I feel, I have three healthy kids and a healthy grandson. There's no way we can understand what these families go through on a daily basis. And we've done this the last few years. Bob said, John, I don't know if we could do it in December because we had to push it back because I teach for Homeland Security. That's where I make my money because if you've seen my comedy act, I need to make my money elsewhere.
At least he's honest.
So we pushed it back and Bob said, I really can't make it, John. I said, Bob, I just want you to take a check. I don't need you there if you can't make it. This is something that I really, and this is a show that I really push. You know, we're doing a show in a few weeks for an FDNY wife who's very ill.
Yeah.
And they're basically bringing in the people. I really don't have to do a lot of work. But this one, I'm pounding the pavement. So if anybody would like to come tonight, Colonial Springs Golf Club, 7:30 with a $15 food or drink minimum. I like the food or drink because I'm not a drinker.
Okay.
Let me know. Go on our website.
That's excellent stuff. Yeah. So 21 years as a firefighter. Now, did you always have a knack to make people laugh? Because you kind of combined the two there.
I was far from the funniest guy in my firehouse. When I was a kid, like in eighth grade at the school dance, I hung out in the closet. You know, I never came out of the closet the whole dance. I was that shy.
Right.
So, coming out of the closet, that term, you know, I see where you're going with that.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
No. Married
I thought we
kids.
Had some breaking now, there's news anything wrong here.
He was what he's saying is he was a wallflower.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I was very shy, and
so basically you were in the closet because you didn't want to dance with him.
I didn't want to dance. I was nervous, and then I went to.
You came out to get the fruit punch and everything.
I didn't even come out for that. Maybe to pee. So then I went to high school and I started a little bit, and then I was making people laugh at parties and I do this and I'd say, well, you know what, I'm copping out. This I could do more with this.
Yeah.
So I took a comedy class in Manhattan with like they do with governors and all that.
Well, now how did you get over the shyness, though?
I think it was just a gradual thing. You know, I don't really remember. It was just a gradual thing. But then I took the class, and when I got my first laugh, which took a while, and I was like, wow, this is fun. You know, and if you talk to a comic, and you guys know a lot of comics, and I know Gene does, It's not about the money, because 90% of the comics are not making a whole lot of money, maybe more than that, 95%. Right. We're not all Joey Colas and Chris Roaches, who are wonderful and I love. Joe, well, yeah. You do it. It's like an addiction almost. You know, you love the laughs, and it's a hobby. It's a therapy for some of us. And I kind of stepped back after 9/11 for a while. I think I could have been a headliner at this point. I mean, when I say a headliner, I mean somebody who can carry 45 minutes and kill.
Right.
I can't do that right now. I haven't honed my act. I haven't really worked. I could do a half hour and do a solid job, you know. But it's to me more about now remembering the guys and making people laugh around the country. We just came from Houston the other day. Exxon.
Yeah.
Firefighters. They have a whole fire department at Exxon. Who would have thought? We did a banquet out there, yeah, and I brought Steve Lever, another comic, and we did a show.
It's interesting where you have to hone the act a little bit. I find it fascinating when I see a comic on a stage and he's just rattling off the jokes. I
mean, it's amazing.
Case in point, you know, Jackie Martley. Right?
Yes.
Who was with us a couple of times here.
Fantastic.
And I saw him. I hadn't seen him in a while, but I went out to a Riverhead at the Suffolk Theater. And the guy did about 2.5 hours.
Amazing.
Nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
No breaks. One after the other after the other.
And you know what? When somebody's been doing it that long and just focusing on stand-up, I mean, if we all just focused on one thing in our lives, you know, I wish I would have done that in a way, but I have a family. I was a fireman. I produce shows. Yeah, and I teach for Homeland Security and for a few other companies to make money for my family. Jackie, that's probably what he did. That's,
you know him? Do you know Jackie?
I don't know Jackie. Yeah. I know who he is. Yeah, I've never met him.
Just, I find it fascinating, though.
Yeah, me too.
You got to have a memory like an elephant.
I mean, Joey Cola, too. I mean, Joey Cola's phenomenal.
Because, you know, when you think about it,
he is.
We're all told jokes in our lifetime, right? Those good ones, bad ones.
Right.
And I used to be able to really, you know, rattle off a joke that I heard from I try and think now. It's hard sometimes to kind of recollect, you know, some of the good jokes that you...
You sound like my dad. He's 82, a war vet, and he comes to the Veterans Hospital, and he goes up and he does a few jokes.
Yeah.
You know, and he always says to me, how many? How many? I go, well, how many you want to do?
Right.
You know? And we try to pull him off after two, because, you know, but...
John LaRocque is with us. He's got some great events coming up, great causes. Firefighter, stand-up comedian. He's got a lot of stuff in the works. We'll talk about that. Firefighter for 21 years, and you retired in 2008. Injury, or you had, how many years?
I had 21 years. FDNY, you can retire in 20.
Right.
I think I would have done at least another five if it wasn't for 9/11. When you lose 19 members of your firehouse, a third of the people you work with, and 50 people that I could have a conversation with. I looked at those pictures at the Fire Academy every time I'm there, and I counted 50 guys. Obviously, that affects you immensely. And I did my 20. I stayed another year, and I wanted to turn the page. You know, I wanted to do other things and to make people laugh. I remember the first time I laughed after 9/11, and it took a while. And the first time I laughed, the first reaction was, "Oof, I shouldn't be doing that. It's not respectful." And then I said, "Wow, that felt good." And then I said, "What a great way to remember the guys who made me laugh all the time."
Yeah.
To go around the country and do shows and raise money for different charities and just make people laugh in their name. Even if it's just the laughter. If we don't, you know, sometimes you do a show and you know there's a benefit and you don't make a lot of money. But people were there and I said, this is a memory of my guys. And we don't beat them over the head with 9/11. I mentioned it. This is a memory of my guys.
Yeah.
Let's have fun. The first time I did one of these shows was in Ohio. And I got on stage and I go, oh my God, I'm finally doing this. After years of planning, and I got up there, and I started to cry.
It was like almost like a cleansing probably for
and
you,
I said,
right?
Let's bring up the comics. I'm sorry, people, because that's not what I want to do, because
That's
not what they would want me to do.
Yeah.
You know, make people laugh, make them happy, raise money for cool charities. We just gave a check. We just paid a car bill the other day, a firefighter. I don't want to give a department because you could probably look it up, but I want to keep the privacy of the family. 28-year-old Volley from Long Island with stage 4 lung cancer. 28 years old. I have a 31-year-old son.
Yeah.
And I don't like to just give him cash. You know, I said to them, the family, what do you need? And we paid their car bill this month. And maybe we'll pay one more month or whatever.
Fantastic stuff.
It's those little, we came from Texas. And this is what a fireman is. Guy lost everything in the hurricane.
Yeah.
No insurance. He goes from work to building his house by himself now. And I go, bro, we want to help you. In memory of my guys, I want to help you. What can I do? John, you know. And the guys who work with him go, bro, take the, this is how far, I don't want your money. Unbelievable. And I'm so proud of the guys that I work with who were lost on 9/11, yeah. But I, you know, we're meeting for breakfast. Hazmat, FDNY Hazmat, Tony Musafiti runs a breakfast every month.
Yeah.
8:30. That's why I'm glad you moved the time up, because I can make it now.
Well, firefighter for retired. 21 years. Did retire back in 2008. He's also a stand-up comedian. He does some great causes with his acts and everything else. I want you to tell the folks what's going on as far as this weekend is concerned.
Sure.
And the dollars and everything else, hopefully it'll raise.
Yeah, Laughter Saves Lives, Foundation and Comedy Tour. We're producing a show tonight. Colony, I was playing with it. My mic just...
I thought I dropped my laptop.
I thought it was another earthquake.
I thought it was a 4.2. We had a 4.1 yesterday. 4.2 in the studio today. I don't know what happened here.
John LaRocque. Screw up. Don't touch the thing.
I could say April Fool's if they, you know,
I feel like I'm home. Don't touch anything. Yeah.
Can't touch anything in this.
I go on the road. I teach guys all over the country, and they go, "Wow, you know a lot." I go home 10 minutes. I'm an idiot, right? Take out the garbage. Yeah. Nobody listens to me. Yeah. I live with. So we're doing a Laughter Saves Lives show tonight at Colonial Springs Golf Course in East Farmingdale.
Okay.
Mom's Gone Wild. I have two female comics. So a headline is Veronica Mosey. Oh my God, Cunningham. I can't think of a first name. And I threw in a guy or two because there's going to be some men there too. We're raising money for Angela's House, which you guys know well.
By the way, there used to be a great comedy club in that area. Maybe it took the place. The East Side. Remember the East Side Comedy Club?
Well, this is actually in the golf club.
Okay.
But yes, I remember East Side. I started out doing my open mics in East Side, in Chuckles,
club.
All those old comedy clubs. Was a great club. It was a great club. So tonight at the golf club, we'll be there. 7:30, doors open. Start eating, start drinking. We'll start the show about 8:30.
Yep.
And we're bringing toys. And this is really cool that Bob is doing this. I tell my people, bring toys. He's not only giving toys to the kids that are sick, that are very ill, but their siblings. Because you could imagine what these siblings go through having a brother or sister who are this ill. There's certain sacrifices that these kids have to make. It's going to be a great night, a lot of laughs. We're going to have a ball.
That's fantastic. And you got other events too coming up, right?
Well, I do have some other events coming up. The one I want to talk about, which is a way off, but I'm starting to build, is March 28th in New York City. We're working with the FDNY cancer nurses from the World Trade Center. They started not a charity, but like a cause called Fired Up Against Cancer. Every day, as you know in the paper, one of my brothers, police, fire, are getting sick from 9/11. So we're supporting that night of the Firefighter Transport Foundation that takes these guys to the hospitals, takes the families after funerals. Wonderful fire department, cancer, a number of charities, and Laughter Saves Lives. We're raising a little bit for Laughter Saves Lives that night. That's at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. Funny story is I get a call last night from the FDNY nurses, the one that's my contact, Dominique, down there at headquarters. She says, John, Dr. Kelly wants to make some changes to the show. I go, here we go. Somebody, and I go, listen, Dominique, I can only put on comics that are funny. You know, she goes, well, she wants her son on the show. So that's exactly what I did. You know, rolled my, all right, Dominique, let me see a video. I don't know if he's any good. Well, he's on Saturday Night Live. His name is Colin Jost.
Who's dating Scarlett Johansson
now? Is he really?
That's Scarlett
so
Jost's
I said to Dominique,
boyfriend.
I think we can use him if he's available. Man, she when I said it, she looked at me. She sounded like I was an idiot. Like yeah. She was like, well, his name, and I'm like that. And he's definitely, please, he's definitely not going to be on the show yet. We have to check his schedule. And I, from what I understand, his brother is on Practical Jokers. Is that because after she said that, I kind of fogged out. But then I heard her say, and his brother maybe could be on the show for. So anyway, that's going to be a great show. I'm starting to build for that.
That's at the end of March.
Because I fill the rooms for these shows. Now we're also doing a bunch of shows in between. Like I said, December 8th. I'm going to pronounce the name wrong. Forgive me. Muhlenberg family. He's a New York City firefighter. The wife has a lung illness. She can't work. We're raising money for that family. And that's the core of what we do. You know, these type of shows. I'd love to do more theaters, but it's pretty cool walking into an event and feeling the love and everything. And not only the laughter, but it's more than that. Yeah. And that's why I don't book myself as much as I can work in comedy clubs anymore. I put my passion into this because when you walk in that room, it's an awesome night. It's an awesome
night.
And
you know that the dollars raised are going somewhere.
Go right there. She's sitting right there, you know. And that's
people really need her right in the front row.
Yeah,
much.
I'll tell you one of my favorite stories if I can. Tommy Lukowski from we're from New York, East Brunswick, West Brunswick. I'm an idiot. Like, it's all the same to us. They get insulted. I'm sorry. But he was a volley since he was 14, like in the junior corps, whatever. At 18, diagnosed with bone cancer. 40 surgeries this kid had.
Wow.
Okay, he was. Now that we're going back. This is our first show for an individual from Laughter Saves Lives. It was in Jersey, and we had Adam Ferrara as our headliner. Okay, did the show, and Tommy continued to get sick in and out of surgeries. And I did a radio show like this, and he called in one night and he said, "John, to have all my friends in the room one night, And laugh." And his family came up to us afterwards. "This is the first time we laughed since time." And to me, home run. I don't even care if we made a dime. That was part of it. In memory of my guys,
wow,
right?
That's unbelievable.
So Tommy passed away 2 years ago. And at his funeral were pictures of the show. And to me, I said, "Man, we're doing it."
What an impact.
We're doing it, you know? And it's... You know, if my wife knew how much money I put into this when I started it, she'd kill me, and thank God she doesn't listen to this show. No insult, please. But man, it's the best thing I ever did in my life, other than my kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you walk away from these events and you feel good. And it's therapeutic for me because after 9/11, I lost 19 brothers who had 45 kids in my house alone. What do you do? Everybody's saying, "Never forget, never forget." Well, I looked in the mirror one day and I said, "Yeah, that's nice, John, but what are you going
to
do?"
I mean, that's easy to say, but the fact of the matter is it's human nature
to
forget.
To move on.
I mean,
to move on.
Until you do something tangible like what you're doing now.
Well, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back.
But the thing is, you're doing some great things. I mean, that is unbelievable. You're doing these live acts with the people that, you know, that have been affected the most. They're sitting in the... couple of rows.
Oh, to see a wife of a guy.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
To see a wife of a guy who was lost on 9/11 laughing, the kids laughing in my audience. Awesome. Awesome. You know, so that was one of my most, you know, we wanted to start a scholarship fund in memory of Tommy now because he moved us. This kid moved us. He fought this with dignity and with laughter.
Yeah.
And he's one of our, we went to Texas a few months ago. Am I talking too much?
Keep going, man.
We went to Texas. I was teaching a course for, I'll tell you a funny story. I flew into an airport, a little airport. You know, you land smaller than this. And I was hungry.
Smaller than MacArthur.
There's a lot of airports around there.
Points to me when he's hungry.
Yes, I was hungry because she ate a sandwich in front of me. She didn't give me a bite. But that's okay. So I was hungry, and I go into the airport, and I go through security already.
Yeah.
Now I didn't realize there's no places to eat.
Yeah.
And I look at the newsstand, and I see one of those little hot dog rotating machines between the magazines and the news, and it's making like a noise. And there's one hot dog in there. I go, "No. This isn't good. I'm not that hungry." And then after about 10 minutes, maybe there was 20 hot dogs in there and everybody ate them. So here's what should have put me over the edge, right? I'd say to the guy, "Hey, you know what? I'll take a hot dog." The guy looks at me and he goes, "We sell hot dogs?" You think I should have been out right there, right? I ate the hot dog. So I fly to Dallas, outside of Dallas, a little. This guy, 5 years ago, fireman, got electrocuted at a fire.
Yeah.
Hit the back of the washer with his hook, and the electricity was supposed to be off. Blew him across the room, broke his back. Every muscle in his body is screwed up. 5 years he can't work.
Yeah.
Flying out there, NYPD comic out there who started Laughter Saves Lives Texas, John Salerno, says to me, "I got a guy we could do a show for." We went into this bar, we have bands, again, all his friends in one room.
Yeah.
For the first time in 5 years, we raised, I don't know, $1,000 for the guy. But he came up to me and he goes, "I can't believe you did this in memory of you guys for me."
That's unbelievable.
You know, and it's so cool. And it's my therapy. You know, it's my therapy too.
Stick around, my friend. We got more to discuss. How's that? Let's take a short
break. I'm hungry.
Mr. Hendricks, some headlines. Jeannie's coming up as well. Another entertainment report. We shall be back after these words. Alrighty, we are back.
That was very few words.
But in essence, that John LaRocchia is here, and he's got some great events. He's working on some interesting stuff. And, you know, I find it fascinating also. I was reading a little bit of the bio before we give you some headlines here. You're working on all kinds of stuff. You were in a sitcom, too? I was
reading. Well, that was an old bio we sent you. I was sleepy last night. The sitcom is what they say in Hollywood, on the back burner. You know what that means, right? The burner never goes on. That burner never goes on. But we are about to go into, I want to say, production for our screenplay, which is called A Time to Laugh.
Yeah.
And it's basically based on my life pre-9/11, what I went through on 9/11, and then how I and the firehouse and my family started to recover through laughter. You know, the things we did to try to recover, and partially through laughter. Because at one point, you needed to laugh again, you know? Yeah. It's just part of life.
Now, have you pitched any of this stuff? I mean, do you have, like,
I have,
people that are really interested?
Yes, I have. Well, we have to raise a certain amount of money up front, and then a lot of money will kick in for the screenplay. I have a director in place. I'm working with a writer. We have some investors. I've been working on this for 10 years, so it's finally, we're going to finally start shooting probably in the fall.
That is awesome stuff. Yeah. It's great having John LaRocchia in the studio.
Great being here. Thank you.
This, right? He's got some great events coming up, great causes, former firefighter, and did it for 21 years, and really kind of giving back to that FDNY community. Those who,
and we also do police, yeah, military. You know, there's always this thing about, oh, police and fire. You know what? When it's on the line, we work together. We want to go home safe to our family. Yeah. So part of the Laughter Saves Lives team, Frank Fiala is a retired cop. Steve Oliver is a retired fireman. And Pat Marone is a chef, because cops and firemen love to eat.
Yeah.
So he's part of our team. And we also have, oh my God, John Santo, who used to be an EMT, volley firefighter. So we have a nice little
impressions.
And great impressions.
Great,
really?
Impressions.
Oh, Trump.
Have him
Schwarzenegger.
In here and do his
yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to have
to
line that up. Now,
you love him.
You, in talk, now you made reference of guys like Jerry Seinfeld at the break,
yes,
Ray Romano, and I was saying to myself, if LaRocchia does not go into that same line of Romano, from not only a facial, you mentioned Joe Mantegna, but just from Long Island heritage stuff and everything else, I mean, but you actually had a dealing with Romano. As
well,
far
yeah,
as
I'm a clean comic, and people always asked me years ago, who's your favorite comic? And I always said Ray Romano, before Ray Romano was the Ray Romano, because I always loved his act at that time. I don't know if he's still clean, but back then he was clean. I ran into Ray Romano. I'll tell you another story. The one that I didn't tell you. Jerry Seinfeld, Ray Romano was sitting at Catch a Rising Star, the old Catch a Rising Star up on, I don't know, in the 80s, I think it was. And I come walking in the door just to schmooze and hang out. And my attitude is, in that atmosphere, they're a comic, I'm a comic. I'm not going to walk up to them and take a picture. I'm not going to walk ask them for an autograph, right? So I sat at the other end of the bar, and I did one of these really cool, just looked over. Hey, Jerry. Hi, Ray. Now, they don't know who the freak I am, right?
Right.
Hey, Jerry. And very nice. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Go outside, we're leaving, and I left about the same time as Ray did, by coincidence. Just coincidence.
And this was before Ray was Ray, right?
But I walked out, I said, Ray, we have mutual friends. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he gets into this dump of a car. Now, he was a headliner at this point. So I look at him, and I go, Ray, I go, is that what I have to look forward to when I become a headliner, a piece of crap like that? And he looks at me, and he goes, oh, no, John. He goes, my other car. I go, here we go with the other car. He goes, no, I have another car. So, his people called me after he was Ray, the Ray, from an airplane. I was doing a benefit at Caroline's for fire department, and I wanted Ray on the show. I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
And they called me and apologized, because he knew who I was at that point. I think he still would remember me. And they apologized. They said, listen, he's not going to be in town. He would love to do it. His brother was a cop. You know, Ray's brother was a sergeant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a sergeant with the NYPD.
But he's a Massapequa guy? Was he originally from
Forest Hills?
Forest Hills. Okay.
Forest Hills. Yeah, Forest Hills, Queens. A Lady of Mercy.
Okay.
Yeah, Lady of Mercy. We had mutual friends. I just wanted to go back to something you said before, because when a comic gets something in his mind about something funny, we were talking about my death briefly. We said something about my death. My poor little Poochie passed away recently. Bella, a little Maltese, was my wife's best friend. I travel, whatever, and she's more of a home buddy, my wife. She's a nurse, but that dog was on her lap every night watching TV when a dog passed away. Maltese. And she's crying every night since this dog passed away. Finally, I said to her, "You're not going to cry this much at my funeral. There's no way you're going to be this sad when I go." And then I looked at her and I said, "There's only one way you would cry this much at my funeral. If somebody brought a picture of the dog." And it's a new bit I'm working on. What do you think?
I like it.
It's got something, right?
It's got something. Potential.
Probably but true.
It is true.
I think it definitely has potential. Now, you said also another thing, where politics to you is almost taboo, especially when you're doing these acts.
We're inundated.
Inundated.
With politics,
right?
Okay?
We live and breathe this, but you can't help it.
Yes. Other than responding sometimes to a Facebook post of somebody else who puts... On my Facebook page, you will not see anything political. On our show, nothing political. Because my attitude is, my job is to make people smile. If on Facebook, I do these little 30 to 40 second silly videos. The other day, I put one of those lights on my head. You know, the ones that light up the Christmas lights. Yeah. And I just went on there. I said, "Good morning." I call him Johnny Plug. "Good morning, Johnny Plug. I started decorating for Christmas. My head. What do you think?" Boom, that was it. And what I want is people that go into work or look at that and go, and smile. Maybe not laugh out loud, because most of my material doesn't get those good laughs like our other brothers here in Long Island, these funny guys. But a smile. And this is a great story. I'm down at the fire department ceremony a few months ago we spoke about.
Yeah.
The NYPD just had something that gentleman called up about the guys who died of 9/11 related injuries. So we had one of those ceremonies, and Vinny Ungaro was a captain I work with, who was an awesome guy two days before he died.
He's from Islip, right? Because I know they just
named the street.
The intersection right there.
Correct.
Right?
We
spoke about Vinny the other day.
Okay, I worked with Vinny. Yeah. He was in the same house.
Leukemia? Did he pass from leukemia?
Cancer.
Okay.
Cancer. And I visited Vinny at Sloan's a few days before he died. And Vinny said to me, "John, we have to do more."
Yeah.
Vinny is right?
Yeah.
"We have to do more for blood platelets."
Yeah.
So what I want to do is, and I started the process and I stopped, and shame on me, the Vinny Ungaro blood platelet drive, where I have a comic donate blood platelets at the same time, entertain these people at Sloan in the room as they're donating the blood, take them out for pizza, free tickets to the comic strip that night. That's my dream.
That's awesome.
It's going to happen, but
That's fantastic stuff. Boy, I tell you, does anyone do more for causes?
Yes, there's a lot of people who do more.
I tell you, you're doing a hell of a job.